January 16, the kingdom of grace, the royal robe. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of saints. Revelation 19:8. The parable of the wedding garment, Matthew 22:1-14, opens before us a lesson of the highest consequence. By the wedding garment in the parable is represented the pure, spotless character which Christ's true followers will possess. The fine linen, says the Scripture, is the righteousness of saints. It is the righteousness of Christ, His own unblemished character, that through faith is imparted to all who receive Him as their personal Savior. The white robe of innocence was worn by our first parents when they were placed by God in Holy Eden. They lived in perfect conformity to the will of God. A beautiful, soft light, the light of God, enshrouded the holy pair. But when sin entered, they severed their connection with God, and the light that had encircled them departed. Naked and ashamed, they tried to supply the place of the heavenly garments by sewing together fig leaves for a covering. We cannot provide a robe of righteousness for ourselves, for the prophet says, "All our righteousnesses are as filthy rags," Isaiah 64:6. There is nothing in us from which we can clothe the soul so that its nakedness shall not appear. We are to receive the robe of righteousness woven in the loom of heaven, even the spotless robe of Christ's righteousness. God has made ample provision that we may stand perfect in His grace, wanting in nothing, waiting for the appearing of our Lord. Are you ready? Have you the wedding garment on? That garment will never cover deceit, impurity, corruption, or hypocrisy. The eye of God is upon you. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. We may conceal our sins from the eyes of men, but we can hide nothing from our Maker. Let the youth and the little children be taught to choose for themselves that royal robe woven in heaven's loom, the fine linen, clean and white, which all the holy ones of earth will wear. That robe, Christ's own spotless character, is freely offered to every human being, but all who receive it will receive and wear it here.